So this guy's 107 years old.
I'm sorry, what?
107 years old. And he's a New York barber named Anthony Mancinelli.
He's cutting hair?
Yeah, and he's been cutting hair for 97 years.
97 years. Brother started when he was 10.
He works full-time, has no intention of slowing down. He was named the world's oldest barber, probably by far. 11 years ago at 96, he just keeps breaking his own record. And when they're like, are you going to retire? He said, why would I? And he's right. The moment you retire,
you become exhausted.
Even more. It's like tiring to retire.
Here's the world's oldest barber.
107. I'll be March. I'll be 108. 5 days.
You work 5 days a week?
Yeah.
How many hours? What hours?
Oh, 8 hours a day.
You know, I'm steering.
8 hours a day on your feet.
I'm probably going to the other chair. You know,
really? You're not going to go to Antony?
I don't know. I'm not trying to be ageist. I mean, there's not a lot you can do with my hair.
He is sort of hunched over.
Closer to the head.
Does a good job.
Yeah. My barber, I'd say he's probably, and I know he's not listening, Gregory. What's up, dude? He's probably 62 or 3.
Oh.
It's been hard years, though.
Yeah.
It's a hard 62.
Do you fantasize about retiring, or are you like, I'm going to work? I'm gonna die in front of the mic at an old age.
I thought about retiring when I was a kid. As I got older, I kind of saw what you were talking about. You see people, they get the gold watch, and they carry their box of stuff out to the car, and then 6 months later, dead!
Yeah.
You got to keep working.
Right.
How about you? You going to retire? And
I do fantasize about it, because it feels, you know, the grass is always greener, but I'll tell you what, we had the last week off.
Yeah.
Granted, I have a two-year-old. But you do start to go, okay, what's next? You know, you've got to fill your day with something.
No doubt about it. Yeah, it's like up.
Like drugs or something.
Drugs.
Like a lot of drugs and drinking.
Or travel.
Or travel. Or meditation is what I meant to say.
Now I'll be working all the way straight on through.
I used to say to my mom, when I hit 80, I'm just going to start eating.
And
just eating cake and cupcakes. She's 82.
Right.
And she's like, well, heads up. It's not, you know, if you want to still walk around and be healthy, you can't do that. Because she always remembers that. I'm like, nope, I'm not going to have a lap for my grandkids to sit on.
No.
I'm going to be just eat and eat and eat.
Damn. There's a way to approach it.
That's my goal.
Who's that huge lady over there eating? That's Marianne.
Hey, wait. Speaking of huge lady.
Yeah.
The inevitable happened. Has this happened with your child?
Oh, boy. I know where you're
going. I
was
at the gym. And there was a woman real, real big in the locker room.
Oh.
And I had the instinct, Kirk, when I was alone.
Yeah.
I felt like when she walked by, she was going to body slam me into the locker. Like, she was just she was lumbering.
Yes.
And I'm like, good. I remember going, good for her. She's here working out, you know, getting or whatever
getting
she's
going
to do. So then Dahlia and I go to get a smoothie at the counter after. And she walks by, and Dahlia looks at me. She's big. Like, with a big smile on her face, thinking, I did a good job naming this.
Yeah.
And I went, shh, shh, shh. No. And I've read articles on this.
Yeah.
Like, what do I do when a kid says something inappropriate? And you're supposed to say, people come in all different shapes and sizes
sure
and colors.
Do. Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's different. That went out the window.
Right.
All the reading article, all the Googling.
It does.
I went, shh. And then I covered her mouth. She said it 3 times.
Because you made
She's
a deal.
She's big. Yeah, yeah. And I went, she doesn't understand. Shh. And I don't know if the lady heard me, but she did go right next to me and order a smoothie. So hopefully she didn't hear me.
That's great.
Have your kids ever done that?
Oh, hell yeah.
What do you do?
You just kind of laugh or...
You'd laugh and point and go, yep.
Or try not to make it that big of a deal. I remember... I think it was my son. He said, look, daddy, another black guy. Another black guy.
Another black guy. Well, at least you're black, so it's not that, you know.
No, it wasn't that. Yeah, it wasn't that bad, but it was still.
I don't. It's hard to think.
It'll make
of.
You start getting that cold sweat.
Yep.
Another black guy.
Thanks, kid.
And he's big.
Another black guy.
My dad tells a story. We were driving, and I was a kid. And in those days, you could stand in the back seat with your arms up. If you were a little kid, I had my legs crossed, no baby seat, standing on the back seat with my arms on the back seat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if he stops, I'm up in
the
front seat.
Out the door, yeah.
Or back in the old days, I would climb up. We had a big Oldsmobile, and I would climb up into the back window.
Yeah.
And you could lay right on the back window, and there's the window come down at an angle, and you'd lay there. But I remember my dad was driving.
While smoking a cigarette.
My dad, he's driving, and somebody cut him off, and he said, "Son of a bitch!" And he drives some more. And I said, "Look, Dad, there's another son of a bitch."
Yeah, get him. Yes,
you gotta watch
like
out.
Your dad.
You gotta watch out. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And what you were mentioning.
So I was at the gym, and a really large lady. You know, it was New Year's Eve. Yeah. Everyone's trying to make their resolutions start. You know, happen.
Uh huh.
And my 2-year-old said, "She's big," yeah, with a big smile on her face. 3 times.
It happens. Kirk and Marianne. Hey, Leslie. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, thanks for. How are you guys?
All good.
Good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So my son, when he was about 3 or 4, we took a trip down south and stopped in one of the souvenir places, and he picked out this hat that he wanted, like a trucker's hat. It said "Fighting Cocks" on it, and had pictures of 2 roosters on it. So I explained to him what it was. About that fall, we went to the York State Fair, and we went into the building where they have the rabbits and the chickens and all that, and they had roosters, these big fighting roosters in there, and he said, "Look, Mommy, that's a big cock." And
yes.
I'm just sitting there like mortified. My husband's cracking up, and these 2 girls are standing behind us. We're laughing, and I was like, "Well, you're right. It's a very big rooster. You're very right." He's 22 now, and I tell everybody that story.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening.
I'm surprised you didn't push him over and go, "Where?"
my husband would have.
Hey, thanks for listening.
I'll go get it.
You know?
But yeah, we were originally talking about that barber, the 107-year-old barber who'd been cutting hair for 97 years.
He's getting it done.
Yeah, and I don't even know why we started talking about big ladies.
Yeah.
You said big lady, and it reminded me of that horrible day at the gym.
It worked out.
But is there a time where you should sort of call it a day?
107, I
yeah.
think you might want to
97?
Start. 97? Yeah, 97 would have been a good 87.
Nice round number.
But why push somebody? I mean, like I said.
Yeah, he's doing it.
I probably wouldn't get in his chair
at
the barbershop.
Don't trust a 107-year-old man with clippers.
But yeah, don't send him out to pasture yet.
Right.
Keep on going.
He's got hair to cut.
Kirk and Marianne, let's go to the phones. Hey, what's your name?
Steve.
So what's going on, man?
Hey, man, I had a guy that's a neighbor that was 105 years old that when he was 97, he was outside with a 30-foot ladder up on his house painting it. I said, "Mr. Omni, why are you up there painting your house like that?" He said, "My damn boy won't do it." Well, his boy was in his 70s.
Oh.
So it finally cracked me up, you know.
Yeah.
But this guy, the thing that's cool about the old guys like that, though, he was walking history. He's seen stuff we would never see in our lifetime.
Absolutely.
So it was so,
think of all
so
the
cool
houses he's painted.
So you can imagine that guy in the barbershop, how much history.
Oh, my gosh. Play. The gossip he's had to hear over 97 years.
I mean,
oh, my God. It's insane.
Hey,
I remember soldiers coming in from World War II.
You know, they say the greatest generation for a reason. I was looking at the obits.
Poor guy. I wish he could help out his neighbor. Hey, what are you doing up there, 97-year-old?
How about his son?
Good luck with that. Yeah.
Son's in his 70s. That's great.